Back now with Day to Day, and we have begun to learn more about the people who died in yesterday's attack at Virginia Tech.
One student, Ryan Clark, was among those killed in the first shooting in the dorm. He was the RA, the resident advisor, 22 years old, African-American, a month away from graduation, a member of the Marching Virginians pep band.
He triple majored in psychology, biology, and English. He wanted to pursue a PhD in psychology with a focus on cognitive neuroscience after graduating.
Emily Hilscher also died in the dorm shooting. On her MySpace page, she wrote, "My friends are what keep me smiling. I unfortunately am alone, all alone. I have a wonderful guy who is hopefully going to change all that, but don't know what is going to happen."
Another victim, Rima Samaha, was the child of Lebanese immigrants. She loved the arts and won a talent contest with what one of her family friends, Luann McNabb, described as a great belly dance.
Rima was delightful. She never changed. Rima had a love of life that was infectious. She had a beautiful smile and a mischievous glint to her eye, and she was so joyful. I mean, she loved to dance. She was very creative. My children and the Samaha kids made movies, and she always played these wonderful roles. She recently was at Westfield High School, played one of the sisters in Arsenic and Old Lace, and just stole the show. Could see that smile and her little glint. I mean, Rima was just delightful, just a beautiful girl.
Luann McNabb remembering Rima Samaha. Rima's older brother also went to Virginia Tech. She was an 18-year-old freshman.
Two professors who taught at Norris Hall, also among the dead, Kevin Granata and Liviu Lebrescu. Their colleague Scott Hendricks remembers them.
Kevin Granata and Liviu Lebrescu are two of my colleagues in the Engineering Science and Mechanics Department, who are both dead.
Tell us first about Dr. Granata.
Dr. Kevin Granata has been with us a couple of years, and he's got a young family. He's a dynamic individual. He's a prolific researcher. He's going to be a tremendous loss to the department. He's got some small children at home, some of them the same age as some of my children, and he's going to be a tremendous loss. He was a gentle, hardworking soul. I served on some of the committees that his students were working on, their PhDs and their masters, and he was just a wonderful, wonderful fellow. He will be greatly missed.
And Professor Lebrescu?
Professor Lebrescu is actually a Holocaust survivor. He's from Romania. He's an older gentleman, quite a prolific researcher. I've worked with many of his students also, and they loved him. He was a wonderful man. I hear rumors, and I can't confirm this, that when the shooting started in an adjacent classroom, he was the one that barred the door and took the brunt of the attack while his students were able to jump out the window. And I think most of his students got away, but he was killed.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Virginia Tech professor Scott Hendricks remembering his colleagues Kevin Granata and Liviu Lebrescu.
We're joined now by Lionel Lebrescu. He is in Tel Aviv. He is the son of Liviu Lebrescu, and he went to Virginia Tech. Lionel, we're sorry for your family's loss. Tell me about your father.
My father was a person that his life really revolved around the education, the university, research. That was his passion in life and his love besides to our mom and to us.
Lionel, have you spoken to any of the students who witnessed what your father did yesterday? Because the stories that we've been hearing are that he barricaded the door to the classroom in order to keep this attacker out while the students fled. They escaped through the window. Is that what you've heard?
I've heard it on the same ways you've heard it, and I've heard it from my mom based on emails and people that have come to the house.
Your mother has emails from people who saw what your father did?
That's what I understand, yes.
And what do they say?
My dad was blocking the door.
I just wonder, with your father's background, he's a survivor of the Holocaust, a Jewish Romanian, kept in Romania for many years by the communist government there when he wanted to leave, finally got out of Romania after the personal intervention of a former Israeli Prime Minister Begin. And then you moved to Virginia to this beautiful, quiet, peaceful countryside location. He must have finally felt safe there.
The combination of the location and the university, which that was the food to his soul, so to say, the combination was like a piece of heaven for him. Yes.
Well, what do you think now on hearing this story? I mean, he was a 77-year-old man. He apparently threw himself against the door of his classroom and barricaded it to keep this madman with a gun out so that his students could escape.
I guess his whole life at the university and education was his life. All the way to the end was a part of his life. He was a strong man for his age. I guess he thought at that moment that this is the thing to do, and that's what he did.
Well, it sounds as though your family has suffered a terrible loss. Well, obviously it has. But in a way that must leave you very proud of your father.
I don't think that there is a prouder son. It's incredible. He did an incredible thing.
Lionel Librescu, his father, Liviu Librescu, a professor at Virginia Tech, died yesterday in the shootings. Lionel, thank you, and we are sorry for your loss.
Thank you very much.